Blog Talk Radio.
And we look forward for your support and fellowship on this great celebration. Thank you for your prayer and support for this ministry. Yours truly, Pastor to Aid Community. God gave them just a hand to reach out with compassion and love. God gave them tender hearts to hold the heart, the hurt of others. I was very happy for our short conversation today. Just let us ask him for your praise team or praise dance to render an item or selection on our program for Pastor's Appreciation Celebration. We appreciate it very much. You can please get back in touch with me. Thank you. That's for today's down and miracle and the life. And the address is 6248 Miramont. International Prayer Center. Greetings from Apostle Priscilla E. McCray and the International Prayer Center. We at International Prayer Center have reached a milestone that brings us great joy and pride on our fourth pastoral anniversary. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we were led to this scripture, 2 Timothy 4 and 6. The theme is the label of her robe. This special event is very important to us, for we have made major transformations in the body of Christ, the dwelling of our worship home and our fellowship with your ministry. At this time, we would like to extend our warmest invitation to be our keynote speaker in the celebration of our apostle, Priscilla McCray's fourth pastoral anniversary. The date we are requesting your presence to speak is on Friday, August 15, 2014, at 3 p.m. Please RSVP with Prophetess Pamela King. No later than July 30. If you have any auxiliary you would like to be placed on the program, please inform the Prophetess King of their name. Please supply us with the name of our individual whom will be the honor of introducing you. We appreciate your continued support. Your support is always welcome for our uplifting of our spirit and for the love of our friendship that are being built. We know you will be filled with the love of our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We look forward to hearing from you. Humble servant of Father Philip McCray. And again, we're feeling our pastor's appreciation on this upcoming Friday, which will be July 25th here at the church, and on July 30th will be on Wednesday, we'll be here at the church as well, and the banquet will be on August the 2nd at the Marriott North on Andrews, and the colors are black and white and accented with red. If you have not purchased your tickets, please do so. And again, I ask all members, all Eagle-like members, for those members, for $100 for the capital appreciation. Please, if you have not paid it or paid it, please do so ASAP. These are your announcements. Amen. 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 Amen.
Everybody got the announcement? Don't forget, today, the interview is today. We'll be down in Miramont today at 3:30. The directions, Deacon and Clear has the directions. To there, so any directions, we can carpool or whatever it is we need to do to get down there. Tribute is on program. We're not speaking, but we do want to support as she came and participated in one of our conferences, and we did not reciprocate as of yet, less than like about 3 years ago, okay? And then every time she called for us, we had something else to do. So if you have no plans, amen, I'm hoping you're done. I think that you would help support Bishop and I, we go around to share some love, amen, with Pastor Bishop and Reverend Hemfield. God bless you. We're going to take up an outreach offering. I understand this is the basket that we use to bless those that are in need. We're asking that you at least put $5 in the basket and let each fast on the altar basket around, okay? God bless you.
Oh, me. Your heart. But I'm going to do great things for you. But you're going to gonna show up. You can't miss this in this. You can't do it tonight and then come to church in the morning. You don't have that one.
Yeah, amen.
Serve God with everything you got, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God will bless you.
Amen.
God will bless you. And he told me that he plays the piano. Yeah, he said he's skillful with his hands. And I didn't know it. I was listening to him about what God can do through a young man and about what God can do through your hands. Say if you just use it as an example. And he told me he plays the piano.
All right.
Man, but God has in store for you.
Yeah, right. Amen.
serve him.
That's right.
If you serve him with all your heart. Well, I've got some kids. The devil's coming now. Listen, God bless y'all. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
things over. All of my good days. I'll win my birthday. I won't complain.
My God.
Sometimes the clouds are low. I can hardly see the road. I'll have to question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. With my weary eyes, I just can't see. But I can just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Hallelujah. See, the song was picked up, and that's going to be some good things, and that's going to be some bad things. But now, if you got your hands where it's supposed to be, in the Lord's hand, then you ain't got to worry about it. But now, if you ain't got your hand in the Lord's hand, guess what? You in big trouble. Remember, now, see, there's no way that you ain't serving nobody. There's something too fierce out there. God out there, and the devil out there. So now, if you're on the Lord's side, you're on the devil's side. Glory to God. Amen. We can look like the devil out there. We see that God has brought us from somewhere. Now, this conversation of people that I'm going to be talking about today. These are people, I don't know what they think, I have never had a complaint ever. I'm talking about, it wasn't a thing of strangers. It wasn't something that they heard about. It wasn't nothing that they read in a book. I mean, this was on-hand training. Sin, I always heard sin with the eyes of believers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to know sometimes, I don't know what you do, or how you do it, or what you tell a person, it ain't going to never be enough. They always gonna need you, but you know what they'll tell you, I really don't need a whole lot. But I need just a little bit more. So then enough, just ain't gonna never be enough. They're always gonna live it more. But what they really want and what they really ought to say is, you know what, I just need you to just carry me home because I just ain't gonna do it on my own. I need you to just carry me home because well, guess what? It ain't gonna work. Glory to God. That's why I say, if you're home with mama, and you're home with daddy, you gotta stay there. And if daddy ain't there, don't worry about it. Stay there with mama, because mama ain't gonna never leave. Mama will always come, and I don't care how bad a sister Richard is, if mama ain't got no product, that she'll walk here. Somehow she'll make some arrangements to come to see about you. So don't let Queen come along now and tell you how cute she is. Man, look at you. And you run away. You get head up by it, get it. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got to use that arm to say, you have to use your own head. Don't let nobody use your head first. You use it. Because the reason why I say that is because God gave it to you. So now all we got to do is what we need to do to keep things together. But sometimes when things get a little rough, now we're gonna talk. I hope everybody gonna be following me along with Numbers 14 chapter. And here was a conversation of people, and they ain't like they just find out who God was. These were people that the devil God has done more than enough for these people. How many know right now God has done more than enough for each and every one of us right now? I said God will never bless us no more, ever. He done everything that needs to be done. Now it's up to you to get what you need. It's up to you to get where you need to be at. It's all in your hand and what you want and how you want it and what you want to do. You don't want to do nothing, you don't get nothing. It's a known fact. You don't do nothing, you don't get nothing. You got to do something to get something. You don't go to work, you don't think I'm going to pay check on Friday. You don't put no money in the bank, you can't go out there and get none out.
You try it if you want to, but we still going to have to do it again. So if there's something that you got to do within your own self, and I often tell people, this is a personal thing. This thing is don't have nothing to do with nobody else. You can get to God for your own self. We know what? We're not so much that we can thank God for us, and believe God for us still. We can't even imagine and think of it all. We don't have to worry about it because the priest didn't make the sacrifice or he wasn't holy or no. We don't have to worry about it because, well, you know what, the people didn't pray last night. Oh, but you know, I end up with the wrong somebody. We don't have to worry about none of that. Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Son of God, sits on the right hand, the high priest that let them the ultimate sacrifice. You atonement for us all. He didn't have to do it. He could have called off. He could have called it off any time. But it says, nevertheless, not my will, but that will be done. You could have quit at any time. You could have got everything for you. You had power. Even though the script goes a little bit further, but we saw how when his mama called him and said, we have no wine. Jesus said, now, you called me, it's not my time yet. So he said, whatever he tells you to do, amen. Whatever God tells you, you don't want to do. But here, when the children of Israel, I'm going to have to stop to read something for you.
And all the congregation lifted up their voice.
Now, all the common things, now this one time they got together. Now, you wonder why. They were come on with it this time. They said, now, not some of them. Now, in order for all of them got together, lift up their voices. They had to been talking to one another. You know how it was when you could been mumbling and talking to one another. Everybody on the same page, not all. They're talking to one another, go ahead.
And the people wept that night.
They wept now. They cried. Well, where did they cry about now? These are people that God came down at a certain time and talked with them. Had Moses to walk with them and Joshua. They saw all of the stuff that God did. God made ways out of no way for these people, but they still were crying. What were they crying about for you?
And the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron.
They cried against the leader. Murmured against him. What did the Bible say? What in the world is going on now? Look where we at. Yeah. Now we're out here somewhere. We don't know. But then they turn around and say, we may go to good. I don't want to go to good.
And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Or would God that we had died in this wilderness?
Now, they wish to God that they had died in Egypt. Now, they wish that they had died in the wilderness. Now, but God was with them in both of them. Both of them. Here we are today. God is with us more now than the world with the people back in the day. Because now he's dwelling in you now.
Amen.
He's on the inside.
Yes.
The Bible says when a man is trying to do good, evil is always perfect. So now, you got God on the inside, God on one side, and the devil on the other side. They say, well, a man is trying to do good, evil is always perfect. So now it's up to you. You got a choice to make. You can make the choice, or you can have it your own way. You know how we like to do it, do the way I was going to do the way the same thing, over the onion. But we don't think that it just works like that. But God has set up a system. So now what we have to do is abide by the system. These people cried all night long. But the God that we have stayed in Egypt, they were whooping them. They got in there with that for 400 years. They were getting beat. They were getting told to go to the bathroom. When they go to bed, when they get up. No freedom on their own. Then they get in the wilderness. God took care of them when they went in Egypt. Now, when they get in the wilderness, God, their clothes are never rot. They never need no fuel. They never need no food. They never need no water, nothing. But now, things have gotten a little hard now. If you know, when things get a little rough, how come every time things get a little rough now, we feel like God is not here?
Yes. Wow.
It's hard now. You have to hold on. Hold on just for a little while. It's supposed to get rough without that. But don't never get rough. You never know who your God is. So God set it up like that. You could have set it up where it could have been pure gold. You could have been just going over and over and over and over and over. Somewhere down the line, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't even know who. You wouldn't know what God did or who did it. But God always allows things to be that way so we'll know it wasn't about you. Hear what you mean? I did it. Don't just give them praise. Don't just tell them things. The whole conversation of people look like somebody ought to stood up and say, wait a minute, hold it, hold it, hold it. We make a move, we make it a monkey out of ourselves. We're messing up fast now, but nobody didn't say nothing. This is a whole conversation. Call not long. All of them sticking together. So, well, you know what? Let us make. Now, here you want to go back where it comes from. But you know, a lot of people are like that. Because things are going, they feel like they had a maid when it was in the world. But all the world was a fool when it was in the world. So, but yet they still didn't let it go. Where change can come, where the man can. We program itself. They feel it. They still want to be mingling in the old thing, the old self. We hear the Bible says that you have to get rid of the old man. I thank God I ain't still with the old man. Because if I was with the old man, I would be in church today. No way. Ain't no way in the world. At this time of day, too. Y'all be so far back in the woods, so you wouldn't even know where I was back in the woods. Everything went along in the woods now. But see, when I was coming along, everything was cold. Till 2 o'clock. So now, you got to go in the woods and buy the bootleggers and all them kind of people out there. Yeah, you're the kind of somebody you could name out there.
Right.
Thank God we lived.
Amen.
We could have went out there and got killed. Amen. But God had mercy.
Amen.
And it could be. But the conversation of people, they cried, they gave up everything. We went to God and we had a ride in the wilderness. Went to God and we are dying to Jesus. We're going to make up the captain and we're turning. And Moses began to talk to the people and Joshua began to tell them, say, now, hold on a minute. Hold on. Because the scripture says, if God be faithful, who can be against you? Go ahead. Watch this.
Verse 3. And wherefore has the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword?
Now, where is that? Listen, I hear you. Wherefore? Now, God has killed some people. Ever since I ever need to be. I'm talking about this thing, with their own eyes. It's amazing how people can see. They got eyes that can't see. They're blind anyway. I can hear God is doing. Showed them a demonstration of who he was. God showed signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. When all of the frogs and the water turned to blood, God proved himself that I am God. You don't have to think. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to worry about things. If you would just, that's why the scripture says that if you could just weep and lay it for a night, but if you could just hold on. Just for a little while. You have to hold on. Hold on. Keep the faith. Go ahead.
That our wives and our children should be praised. Were it better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt.
It's amazing how now they don't want to go back to Egypt, but let us make us a captain. Moses and Joshua ain't good enough no more now. We ought to get somebody else to take us, because we keep right now. These people here, I got all out of line. They ain't even connected to God. I mean, we got to get somebody to take us back. Well, why can they know the way back? You know, sometimes people always want, they got to have a helping hand, and the reason why they have to have a helping hand is because they want to have somebody to blame. So when things don't go right, they say, well, you know what, if it hadn't been for you, I would never would have done this, but you come along. That's been going on for years and years, and it's going on today, don't it?
Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces.
Now, these two men that got out, now, they could have just got mad and said, you know what? They could have had a bad spirit, too. But this by them, the one who God was, the Bible says that they fell on their faces before the Almighty God. Well, we got something we can thank God for, because see, God gives you leaders for one reason. So they can pray and they are standing in the gap for you. They'll be praying about it. God hasn't given you a leader. You'd have been undestroyed yourself right now. Right now, you wouldn't be able to make it. It'd be impossible. But God set it up. He set it up where you'll go over and not under. He set it up where you'll be your head and not the tail for you.
Verse 5. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, writ their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land.
It's a good land. It's a good land. You got to be living here. They cried, complaining. Now, the good is coming. The good is coming. What the world is crying about? The good is right there. It's right there. They're good. But they're crying. I just don't understand what you're crying for. Go ahead.
If the Lord delight in us.
Now you say, you just heard what he said. That I feel it. It was a big word. I never knew how big that word was, but I think it's real big. Because it says here, the Lord light in us. Because see now, they face some path for where their faith should be in God, but they face somewhere else now. So now, you say now, still, the Lord is still there with y'all. Because now y'all mind somewhere else. Y'all don't even think of the way y'all were thinking. Now when they first come out of Egypt, everything was good. Everybody was dancing and praising God. And I bet you mom was saying hallelujah. And oh, everybody was just smiling. Everything was just putting up with just like, nothing else. Now everything not have gone down here. Glory to God.
Then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey.
Now watch what God says for me.
Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us.
Bread! Now they are bread for us. Now, I'll be right there. That was that by a cap and something right there. Yeah, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, watch this.
Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us.
Now, everything has departed from them. They don't got no power no more. Now, but the Lord, you didn't have no fear nowhere now. As long as you know the Lord is for you, you don't have to worry about what the enemy can do. You don't have to worry about who the devil is. You don't have to worry about it because somebody talking about you. Somebody put down on you. Somebody said that you wasn't no good. Somebody say, who is you? You don't have to worry about none of that because that's why somebody say you ain't going to make it because you know who God is. Go ahead.
Fear them not.
In other words, Joshua says, fear them not. Don't be afraid. If the Lord is on your side, why are you worrying about all this other stuff that's not been around you? When God, you got God, and God be for you. Who will be against you? So if we got to wake up, you know what? It's always been hard enough for us as it is. And we know that. So now we got God now. We got God on our side. We say it, we sanctify. Holy Ghost fear. Fire out time. There's not even one way to go now. Get everything that you can get from God.
Amen.
Let the Lord have his way. You let the devil have his way and pray with you. Throw your way like old shoes. Come out, pick you up. Use you some more. Throw you away some more. We got to get going on and on and on and on. Trying that you throw that foot, that stuff behind you and say, you know what? I'm going for. Got to draw the line somewhere. We got to draw the line. If you don't, you got to suffer with that thing and suffer with that thing. And God can save us the way we're too bad all around with a hung down here, crying all the time. God can save us for that. God saves us that we are going over. We'll be the people that tell us somebody about who our God is and what God can do for us. And what he can do for you in your life.
Yes.
How I can read you what. The ones are going to be able to see God is now going to see the Holy Ghost in us. No matter how bad our situation is, there can be one behind the world who can see us say, hallelujah. And saying, I trust God over the bad and thank God. You can tell us that God, what if I never come? God gave me this, and if you gave me this, you'll give me some more. Well, come on, come on, Saint. Amen. All right, nobody coming out of the way. We want to talk. If they come to me, they say, how can they all please you? And they keep getting up, because if they got anything to talk to do, they can never be able to beat me talking. It's impossible. If you can beat me talking, you can talk. Trust me. You can talk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to you.
But all congregation
bade
stone them with stones.
Stone them with stones. Mm-hmm.
And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel.
Look at God. God said, now let me go down here. I got to go down here. I got to go down here. The scripture says that God appeared unto all of the congregation of Israel. Now the glory of God and come in his place. And if God comes down in his place, listen, let me tell you something. I don't care how bad a situation is and how long you read your Bible. You ever read your Bible and read it enough? You ever know it? God never came down until the situation got good. If you know anything, God showed up. He said, wait a minute, God is here. Something like something wrong somewhere. So now you want to try to keep everything going right. Don't let it get bad. Keep your faith. That God has given you, because God has given every man a measure of faith. So now all we got to do is have faith in God and believe and trust in the Lord. You trust in everything else. We even know them that we trust in.
Yeah.
But if you believe that God saves you, then you ought to be able to believe the rest of it.
And the Lord said to Moses, how long will this people provoke me?
Listen. That's why they don't stop praying with God. Now, you know, I'm not saying good things. That's real dangerous. I'm telling you, we talk about these people, you know, I say all the time, saints, believe me, I pray for y'all all the time. I talk about y'all all the time. I think about y'all all the time. When I lay down, y'all feel my mind. When I get up in the morning, y'all feel my mind. I don't know why I probably get tired of hearing it. But still, I have to talk to somebody. I got to get it up off of me. Because see, I see what happened a little more than what you see.
Yeah.
So now, that means I got to really go before God. For you, why you just doing your own little thing and I will be thinking about all that and just going on and on and on. I don't think I'm better. Trust me. I've been around a long time. I knew I ain't getting no better. If I was all that, I would be at the church. So trust me, what's wrong because we didn't get here. So now since I find out who God is, thank God. And I said, I wish I'd been born in the church to been here all of my life. I would never have experienced all that other stuff go here.
And how long will it be fair that they believe me?
How long? God cannot come alone. All the signs and wonders I've shown these people, and they said, yes, don't believe me. What do they want? Listen, go here.
I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them. And I will make of thee a greater nation.
A greater nation. You know what God said? God said, I will smite them, and I'm going to make of me a greater nation. Who the greater nation is? Look at the nation, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I am the greater nation.
I am.
And you ain't going to make God out of a lie.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it.
Uh-oh. See, now. This is the man of God, the one that y'all get take lightly. Y'all get to, well, you know, we got to go on, we got to go on a little bit more than what we do. Somebody gets ahead of the chin. Go ahead.
For thou broughtest up this people in the might from amongst them.
Now look, now Moses is talking to God. For the people, now, so where is Moses going to say? Yeah, that's right. God, go ahead. Somebody needs to do something to him. Go ahead on. But Moses didn't do that. Go ahead. Verse 14.
And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, and thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day in a pillar of a cloud and a a pillar of fire by night.
Look at God. They couldn't go wrong. They couldn't go in the wrong direction. It would have been impossible for them to go the wrong way because all they had to do was follow the car. A fool can follow the car, I believe. No. But not that they put my cloud by day and a pillar of fire. How could you go wrong? How could you err? You listen. You said right there, all you gotta do is keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. I know that sound easy. That sound easy. It looked like it was, wouldn't be nothing but a drop in the bucket. But they were looking at God. See, when you take your eyes off of God, then you will start thinking about other stuff. That's why you have to keep your focus and your mind and your thoughts have to be on the man above that sit high and look low. Got all power up in the man because if you don't, the enemy will come in there and destroy and take that away from you that you are already there. You will find yourself more than anything. Go ahead.
Verse 15. Now if thou shalt kill all this people with as one man, and then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness.
Listen. Talking to God, telling God that now these were the people, they will be talking bad about you. Now God got to come up with something. You don't have to come up with nothing else now because you got. But now, he understood. Moses said, now, thy mercy. And thy is a suffering God. We're talking about a God now, God. He is Moses because there was a man that was standing in the gap for the children of Israel with their hard head. Don't be mad at heart. Yeah, it was hard. I mean, that was real hard. I mean, God was right there with believing in God. He couldn't do one more thing to take him up and carry him.
Yeah, amen.
Go ahead.
The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy. Forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation.
To the third. Listen to God.
Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now, and the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word.
Now listen to God. Now, the man of God prayed for them people. Now, they had no idea what was going on. All they know is things were being worked out for them. Guess what? We turn to God. Even though they messed up and did things wrong, somebody is going to pay. I tell people that all the time. Even though I don't care what you do, you wrong. Somebody is going to pay. Not even going to be you, or it's going to be your children's generation. They've got each generation in 14 years. So now, God said, I called this thing to go down to 2 and 3 generations. Now you're going to have children. Your children are going to be suffering because something that you did, you couldn't even stand up right and do what you were supposed to do. And all you had to do was do right. Because if you do wrong one thing in the world, they're going to lock you up and throw the key over. And if you mess up over here on this side, the devil is going to come in and cause all kind of afflictions and all kind of troubles and all kind of stuff going to come in and it's going to set in and it's going to almost destroy you. But look at God's goodness and mercy, don't you?
Verse 21, but as truly as I live.
Now God said, listen, now he said, as I live.
All the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
All the earth. Look what God has given us. We got all the glory. All of God's glory.
Hallelujah.
We got nothing we can praise and we can shout. We can say, I got nothing. I don't know about you today, but hallelujah. I got some understanding and some wisdom about the God that I serve. And we're going to have the same thing. Because the Bible says, what's on the head is going to come down to the bottom. So we ought to be happy.
Yeah.
Something that we can jump up and down about. You're the people. But if I I'd have been in the church when I was younger, y'all. I'm in a younger, y'all. I'm still living on my farm. If I'd have been in the church when I was home on my farm, I believe I'd have been spitting out fire that long time.
Yes, hello.
I would be following going all over the field for that thing.
Jesus.
What a God. Go ahead.
Verse 22. Because all those men which have seen my glory.
Oh, he said, all the men that have seen the glory of God. Go ahead.
And my miracles.
And my miracles.
Which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness.
In the wilderness and in Egypt.
And have tempted me now these 10 times.
Now tempted God.
Mm-hmm. And have not hearkened to my voice.
And have not hearkened to the voice of God. Now God is talking because these people here, they went another way. They didn't want to hear what God got to say, not God. They don't want the way they ought to go. Now somebody got to tell you, somebody, you got to hear somebody. You ain't going to be able to walk this walk alone all by yourself. And you ain't going to get the hell that you get going to go in there any kind of way. It ain't going to happen. You ain't gonna say something because of who your mom and your dad was, because your last name was so and so. That ain't gonna happen.
Oh, amen.
You want to do what it takes to get in there.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You won't be sitting up there telling, I don't know how I got in there, but I'm here. You won't be able to say I'm gonna there, because you get in there, you will know you done what it takes to get in there. You'll be hallelujah. And praising God and giving God glory and telling, thank God. I just couldn't do it on my own, but for the Lord, I'm going to take my life and cause me. Go
ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Verse 23. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it.
Right, see how God did these things, even though somebody got a faith. Now, even though they deny God denies. Oh, they are not going to enter into the land. Now, the only one that will go into the land is the one that's 20 years old and under. All the rest of them are going to be done away with because of the disobedience. They don't want to do it the way God said to do it. Worry about this old world and worry about what the stuff that we got and worry about all that money you got in the bank and worry about the stuff that goes on the job and we can go on and on and on and on and still putting all that stuff in the hand of the Lord and I said, God, what would you have me to do with this stuff? So you don't be a blessing. There's one way to be and one way to go. It's the service of the Most High. And that's who God has called us to be. But because of the disobedience, the older ones wouldn't even be able to make it. They're not going into the land. Go ahead, go ahead.
Verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit
with him. Now he had another spirit. There's somebody on your third time. They believe God more than a. Glory to God. How in the world could that be? This is a man that even have a spirit of God. He ain't have nothing but he believes God. And that's what God was trying to get the children of Israel to do. Is believe in. The same thing goes on today. What God's trying to get us to do today is believe him. Trust in him. Stop trusting in your own stuff. You ain't got nothing. You don't have nothing. If it wasn't for the Lord, you would be here today. So what you have, God gave it to you. Even your beautiful look, all your long hair, all this handsome beard in here, and good looking, and standing tall, and the jaws, and the one too fat, and one too little, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at the Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Go ahead.
But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him.
He said, not my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit that was with him. Go ahead.
And followed me fully.
Followed me fully. Now this man has made because he followed God to the fullness. It's something when you follow God, you got something when you follow God to the fullness. Yes. Go ahead.
Him will I bring to the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow, turn ye and get unto the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear unto this evil congregation? which murmured against me. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me, saying unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to the whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into the land, concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be afraid, them will I bring in. And they shall know me to the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness.
Glory to God. Look at this God. We're talking about a God that ain't nothing too hard for him to do.
Yeah.
We don't ever want to get out of God. We don't ever want to just do the way that I live, do things in the kind of way. Instead of walking, they don't want to be obedient unto the God that we serve. Because when you start doing that, then you open up the door for something else to start happening. But God has said that now, this was the land that flowed with milk and honey.
Yes.
But I come to tell you today that we are in that land.
Yes.
That flowed with milk and honey. We got something that we can thank God for.
Yeah,
we got something that we can give God glory.
Yeah,
I don't ask you today, but I'm happy about my God. Because he made ways out of no way. Sometimes I'm saying that I always got everything that God said to. But I know how to repent. I know how to turn from my wicked ways. And say, oh God, Lord, help me. Sometimes you have to tell God to help me out. We have to understand that you are human. You're still living in this body. The things go wrong. The things do happen.
Yeah, they do.
But you don't have to worry in it. You can get right on up. And say, Lord, help me. And I said, come out. So, my God, help them more for us than you'll ever be able to do for yourself. That's why you're in the land that you're in today. That's why I ask you today. What should I be crying about? What is it that you're complaining about? Because God has given you everything. And everything is in your hand. Oh, we can keep our hand in the Lord's hand, so we can be blessed going in, and blessed coming out, and be overtaken by all the blessings of God. Because the word of God says that the promises are yea and amen. The blessings belong to the children of God. All you got to do is stand and keep your hand in the Lord's hand. I don't worry about a thing. They don't need to be thinking about nothing. Because I already got a number of years already. So there's one way for me to go. That's keep my hand in the Lord's hand.
Come on,
please. And swear I'm not. I'm still telling God's faith. I'm still giving him praise. Because I'm in the land. That flow up with nothing, honey. God could have given it the other way. You could have said amen. And right out of the whole conversation, the young and the old. So look at God. You saw fit to let it continue. You saw fit for us, you and you and you. You are here today. Not because of something that you've done, but because of the mercy of God. Because God has been so good.
Come on, Reed.
God brought the word of God today. We don't have to worry about where the next bill is coming from. We don't have to worry about what we're going to wear. We don't have to worry about what we're going to say. We don't have to worry about God. Because God be for you. Who can be against you?
Yes.
And I come to pray today. We are in the end.
Hallelujah.
That's glory.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. In that land. Amen. Live it. Yes, sir.
How are you? Don't you think not one time, because Jesus on the right hand,
yes.
He's there with the Father, but he couldn't do nothing. God still does.
Yes, sir.
Because the Bible says the book's going to be open one day.
Mm-hmm.
And could nobody open up the book right now.
Yes.
But thank God come to tell you today, that we're in a land,
yes, sir.
That flows with living honey.
Yes, sir.
God can do everything that you'll ever need and some more.
Amen. Right as your
it's
hand.
It's already right there for you.
Yes, sir.
But you got to reach out and keep. Yes, sir. Just come in one day and give it up one day.
Take faith. Hello, somebody.
Knock it on your door. Hello. It's difficult in there. I want to get in there. I want to be with him. It's going to happen.
My God.
It's going to happen. If it does that, the way that you got to do, that's the life that you got to live. And that's something that you got to stay and stand before God. Because see, God has given us a measure of faith.
Yes,
and now
you
walk by faith and not by sight. And all we got to do is believe God. We have a land.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to get in the city to be here.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Wish to God that we would get in the world doing all the things. I don't know where the world is. It is impossible for me to go back there now because I'm lost now. Even if I did make up my mind to go back in the world, I don't want the people in the world. I see, one thing I'm going to I just want to say this much. If you're in the world, you got to know what's going on. You got to know everybody out there. When I was out there, I know where to speak. I know where to drug dealer. I know where to drunk. I know where to liar. I know where to cheat. I know all of them. You're the one. I know them all. And believe me, they know me too. But now, if you get out there, you don't know nobody who's going to need your life out there. Nobody has no money. Nobody. Nobody has no money.
Without the Lord, I won't be Thank you. Thank you. Praise God, amen. When the Lord said, glory
my servant, amen, he said, "For as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord." God made that promise, amen. And he held to that promise, amen, through the blood of his son Jesus at the resurrection on the Christ, on the cross by Christ, from Christ, amen. When he left the spirit, he said, "I won't leave you comfortless." And the glory of the Lord is upon all the earth. Amen. For us to see, it may not look like it, but let me tell you, God is not surprised about anything that happens. He knows it's going to happen before it happens. Hello. Glory to God. Amen. But he set before us life. Amen. We choose him and death if we don't. You've got a choice. We don't have a forceful God. He don't make us nothing that we don't want to do. But he made a choice. Bishop always said, "Don't think you ain't got nowhere to go. God made two places. He made a place for those who want to go to heaven and hell for those who want to go to hell. So don't think God left you out. He didn't leave you out." Hello.
Amen.
If hell is your choice, that's where you're making. But how about having a relationship with God now while you're on earth? I don't know about you, but I love the pillar cloud that protects me during the day and a fire that lights my sight by night. Hello.
Amen.
You might not see it physically, but it's still there. Hello.
Amen.
I walk under the cloud daily. And at night I rest under the fire of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I like that. I like having that relationship. I like being able to talk to God whenever I feel like it. Amen. I like being able to put a situation before him and watch him work it out. Hello. Watch him fix it. Glory to God. I like that connection with my daddy to say, "Father, I need," and he meet the need. When I say, "Daddy, I want," and amen, and he gives me my want as long as it's edification for the body. But if it's not, then I know you want that, but I'm going to give it to you because I know what's best for you. I like having a father-daughter relationship with my father. So, Brother Rocky, amen, you need to stay in the church, amen. If you don't want to make this your church home, we understand. We're getting to you a deliverance ministry so that you can grow in God, so you can learn the word of God, because you need the word to walk this journey. You can't walk it without the word. Just saying, accepting Christ or just coming and sitting on the pews and soaking it up and not living it. Amen. You need to be taught. You need to be where you can be broke. The word is broken down to you so you can get an understanding because you got to live what you talk about. Hello? Amen. Because guess what? Contrary to the way it felt when you was out there, the devil don't like you. He don't like none of us. And his desire is to destroy. He told God, "I'm going to and fro throughout the earth. And know what he's seeking, you and me." Amen, to destroy us. But we thank God, amen, if it had not been for the Lord, where would all of us be? And that's how you grow in God, your fellowship, assembling with the saints of God, and studying the word of God, and applying it to your daily life. That whatever circumstance come your way, whatever situation, you can deal with it. Saints of God have to learn how to deal with a situation. When Paul said we press toward the mark, that's exactly what he was talking about. It's a press on this journey. That means you got to stand. If you don't stand, you'll fall. Amen? So God bless you. We're going to open the doors of the church. So if there's anybody here that don't have a church home and you're looking at Eagles Life, amen, for a place, amen, to rest your head, or you have leaders, need leaders to watch over your soul, as we extend this welcome, we're going to ask everyone to stand. And you come and take your place in the seat up front, amen, as we take you in. If you're one, if you're not, amen, we're fine. Amen, we open the doors to you now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now, just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now he will save you. He will save you. He will save you. Just now, just now he will save you. Jesus will save you. Just now. Amen, amen. Like the old folks say, we have done at the water side of us, but we will not say Jacob will not lose his reward. Amen, amen. God bless you. We're getting ready to turn this over into the hands of our deacons as we take up our offering for the day. Amen. If you're a tithe payer, we ask that you, amen, receive a tithe envelope, amen, from the finance committee. Amen. As they come by, amen, receive the tithe envelope to give you a tithe. We ask that you give your best offering into the house of the Lord today. All right? Amen. Amen. God bless you in the hands of our deacons.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to be a blessing. I thank God for blessing me. It's a blessing to be a blessing. I thank God for blessing me. It's a blessing to be a blessing. I thank God for blessing me. It's a blessing to be a blessing. I thank God for blessing me. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for blessing me. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for blessing me. It's a blessing. Be a blessing. I thank God for blessing me. It's a blessing to be a blessing. I thank God for blessing me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank everyone for your giving. We're going to ask that we raise $50.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. $1.
Jesus, for all that the enemy has been against, so we send the Holy Spirit to thwart it.
Father, help them in their daily walk weekly, Father God, that they know that there is a God and that the heavens do rule. And they submit themselves unto you, Father God, that you will watch over them and protect them from hurt, harm, and danger. And Father, as we leave this place, not your presence, we ask for traveling mercy along the dangerous highway, barring to get an accident, mechanical things and breakdown, Lord God. And Father God, even as we leave, break us back home to our destination, when we get home, let it be well and very well. In Jesus' name we pray. God, we give you thanks for the variety. Amen. A soldier, amen. A new convert, amen. Father, we ask that you keep him deaf in his ears to his negative talk, Father. And help him to be able to hear your voice as you begin to speak. And for his spiritual growth, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Grab somebody by the hand. This is the way.
This is the way it's supposed to be.
Holding hands.
Holding hands. And the current will be free.
Down on our knees.
Down on our knees. Each and every day.
Thanking the Lord.
Thanking the Lord. It's the only way.
This is the way.
This is the way it's supposed to be.
Singing songs.
Singing songs. It's a melody.
Raising our hands.
Raising our hands. Giving him.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And mean it.
And mean it. And I mean it.